Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Bob, a man by the name of Joey Bag of Donuts. On X, it goes Joey Bag of Donuts.
Yeah, he's you know, one of those guys who's on Twitter all the time, I noticed.
And so when I say of, it's OV. So it's Joey Bag OV Donuts. You can see the brackets here. It's the Pittsburgh Media March Madness. Yeah. It's happening. Voting starts today.
He's done it for a lot of years.
Yeah.
So
he has. There's a Heinz Field, PNC Park, PPG Paints Arena, and Three Rivers Regionals. And it's the same as the NCAA tournament. 1 through 16 seeds, and that people advance on voting. So we're going to take a look periodically through the show at these different brackets. Why don't we start with the Three River Stadium bracket, Bob?
Okay.
some early interesting matchups. Cale Berger drew Mark Madden. That's a 1 and a 16. I don't think that's going to go well for Cale unless it's a hate vote, and then he may spring an upset that we've never seen before.
I think Mark's been pretty strong on these kind of things over the years, so that's a tough matchup for sure.
Yeah. Who else do? Oh my God. Oh, my God. At the bottom of the bracket, a legendary 2-15, Mark Cabali, the Cabalian Mongoose, against City Limits.
Woo,
first time
it.
In the field, Bob.
I made the field.
He's Mount St. Mary's in this field.
He's got a 15-seed mentality, too. He's coming after Mark.
I feel like RMU against Alabama. Maybe I'll make a push, but ultimately, I don't think it'll be enough.
I think you have a shot in that game.
Ooh.
Bob, do you?
Can
think
I be
City
St.
Limits
Peter's?
Could upset Cabali,
you know,
here?
Mark has a very strong following, you know, so that's a tough one. But, hey, the fact that just getting into the field means something. You know that, Austin.
I'm very excited to be in the field.
If I could watch one of these matchups, that would be number two. You know what would be number one at the bottom of the bracket? Benzie as a 6 seed against Donnie Football. Oh, my God,
wow.
What a matchup. Donnie at an 11 seed, if he beats Benz, he's going to face a veteran, either Bob Labriola of Steelers.com or Joe Rutter of the Trib. I think Donnie may make his way all the way to the Sweet 16 and maybe the Elite 8, Bob. I really do. He's got a shot.
Donnie's on a roll, yes. And who knows how long do you have to vote?
I don't know.
You a day.
Is any voting up now? Has this started?
You click the one of the buttons, you can see what the results are.
Oh, wow. Do we have early results on you and Cabali?
I have not voted yet. I don't want to see what the results are yet. I don't want to
give
see
your
how much
vote
I'm getting
now.
Crushed.
I want an early vote.
All right, here we go. I'll click it.
Bob, this is exciting.
Are you ready, Bob?
I'm ready.
So I'm guessing.
I'm voting for myself.
Okay.
I think you have a chance at an upset. I'm going to say you're carrying.
Oh, I'm getting killed by Cabali.
What's the percent?
78-22.
All right, check on. Okay. Oh, boy. He's getting blown out in round one.
Comebacks happen, too.
250 votes out there. I might have to rally the vote.
You're done.
I might have to rally the vote.
You had a good year.
Text all my friends.
You got to the tournament, and that's about all we can ask.
I'm glad I got to the tournament.
Bob, is it an underrated matchup? Matt Williamson from over at, I think, the Steelers against Dan Kingerski as a dangerous 13
seed. Yeah, I mean, both those guys are well into what they do. They go deep diving, and so if you read a lot of it, they're both – very good at it. So that could be a 50-50 matchup until the end. Who knows?
I'll tell you who else might move along in the bracket here. I think she does great work over at DK. That's Taylor Haas on the Penguins. She defeats Chris Adamski, and she goes head-to-head with Kabali. And I think that's a hell of a matchup.
Wait a minute. Have Kabali in there. You just...
Limits is done.
I'm done.
You don't come back from 78%, 200 votes in.
My obituary's done.
Bob. That's it's 57.
It's March Madness. It's 57. You get those Cinderella stories once in a while.
It's 57-13 at the half. He ain't coming back from
you
that.
Don't know that. Maybe I'll send it out to people that I know to vote. Maybe we will stuff the ballot box for me.
I hope you know a lot of people. Also, a Dale Lally Mike Vakovkan matchup, Bob. A 5 and a 12.
Wow.
Worth
that's
watching.
Interesting. Yeah. 12s are dangerous, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm going to pick Donnie Football as an 11 seed to go all the way to the Final Four here. How do you like that? Three Rivers Stadium.
Wow. NC State last year as an 11 seed.
We could be looking at an epic matchup in the Elite Eight. I think Donnie Football makes a run. Can you check on him and Ben's right now?
Yes.
So everybody can vote on all these right now? Limits?
Yeah.
We used to do two separate polls, one with sports people and then news and regular other people.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever won one of these things, Bob?
Three of them, yes.
You what?
Subtle flex.
You ask a question, that's the answer.
I'm sitting across from maybe the tournament. Is he a one? Are you a one seed in this?
I haven't seen it.
Of course he's a one seed.
I was
seed.
A one seed.
I'm a five seed. That hurts, Limits.
The 12-5 upset for you, Joe. Here it comes.
Do you have an update on Benzie and Donnie
Football? There's a lot of tweets out here.
Bob, we'll get to the rest of that, including who you're matched. You have a very interesting first-round matchup, I might add.
Tell me, because
oh, boy.
Who?
What?
Donnie Football's getting beat by Benzie right now.
What?
62-38%.
Oh, my God, Benzie.
Well, Benzie's good. He's been around for a long time, so, that's a tough matchup right off the bat.
I'm stunned at that result. Congratulations to Benzie.
I got to give Joey here, Bag of Donuts, a little credit for all the work he puts into this, because this has been a yearly thing for him, and it's a lot of work because he has to keep updating all this stuff. So,
I'm getting the votes rallied.
What
text line says? Share the link, and we will go vote for you, Limits.
Oh, how about Limits that? Could make a comeback.
Come back on Kabali.
Bob, I've got a tough first round matchup up in the Heinz Field bracket. I'm going against a man who's flat out nicer than me, Jerry DePaula. I draw in the first round.
We just saw Jerry last week at. The baseball card castle, remember?
Yes, and then the winner of that game goes up against the winner of Missy Matthews against Gormy the Owl. Missy Matthews, great at what she does. Also very popular, I think. Works for the Steelers. I think I'm in trouble if I get by Jerry. I think Missy's going to beat me.
Missy has a big following. She's very good and well-respected in what she does. So that could be tough. But, Joe, you have a big following, too.
No, I don't.
Don't underestimate your power.
Look at this. I'm a pathetic five seed, and she's going to advance to the Elite Eight. She's going to beat Gormy the Owl and then me, and she's going to advance. Oh, my God, Bob. How's this for a matchup, Limits? You ready for this?
Let's do it.
Get ready for a little Calliope's here.
Uh-oh.
Adam Crowley against Joe Block as an 8-9 seed, Bob.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're going to find out a lot about Crowley's popularity in round one, aren't we? Who are you picking in that?
Hmm. Come on, you got to pick Crowley. We got to go with our guy.
Do you pick Crowley in that one? I think Block has a real chance to advance.
Who's he up against again?
Joe Block and Crowley.
Well, Joe Block's been around now for several years. I still think Crowley will win that one.
Yeah.
Wait, where was Doran on the list? Did he make the field?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's in the field. How about in my bracket, Colby Armstrong is a one seed, Bob, and he has a hockey matchup with Jay Caulfield. Jay's only a 16 seed. He's going to be fighting mad, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think he may upset Colby in round one.
I think, yeah, that's a good matchup right there. We just remember, Jay back into a corner. He comes out swinging.
An entire nation looks forward to 215. Get this. Josh Yoey as a two seed against Dan Potash. Underseeded as a 15, no?
Wait a minute. Dan's a 15 seed?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's wrong.
You agree with that, Limits, that he's underseeded?
Yeah, he's definitely underseeded.
Yeah, I think he's...
Definitely. He's come on, committee. What are you doing?
I got an upset here. I got an upset in the first round. The Paddy Wagon, Pat Bostick, as a 14 seed matched up against a wily veteran in Jerry Dulac. What do you think happens there, Bob?
Well, that's a tough one, I think, for Pat. I love Pat and what he does, but I mean, Jerry has years of experience doing this with what he does in terms of breaking stories for the Steelers.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's a tough one to handicap.
Let's see what else we have here as we go.
Happens if there's a 50-50
Bob.
Split.
I got one for you.
What?
Ray Fittipaldi against Jeff Hathorn in a 12-5 game.
A nice men matchup.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That?
Bob, who's ever nicer wins there, and I don't know who to pick.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. What happens if it's 50-50?
Bob,
what is a tiebreaker?
That can't happen. I'm sure he would just send it to overtime. Bob, you drew a very, very interesting first round game.
Which means you're probably losing.
You better be ready to play. Because this is somebody who has emerged, in my opinion, as a really good journalist who asks great questions of Tomlin. You are matched up against a 16 seed Ashley Liotis.
Yeah,
what a matchup, Limits.
That's
Ashley's
good.
Ashley's very good, and I like her a lot, too. So.
And guess who Bob plays if he advances as people expect?
Who?
The winner of Doran Dickerson and Alan Saunders.
Oh, boy.
Bob, you're going against
umbrella.
Dickerson head-to-head in round two.
Thank God it's not on the field. I wouldn't last.
And you know who's going to be waiting for you if you keep advancing?
No.
Max Starks.
Max, another nice guy who's very good at what he does, too. Very, very loquacious.
Yeah. You might be in trouble, Bob, but I think you get all the way, certainly to the Elite Eight, where you could be looking at, the bottom of that bracket. I don't know. Who are we looking at? Josh Getzoff? Arthur Motes is a three seed? And then the winner of Seth Rohrbaugh and DeFabo. Bob, I think the coast, no offense to anybody out there, but I think the coast is clear for Bob to get to another Final Four.
Probably, yeah.
He's like Calipari, isn't he?
Italian and likes to eat spaghetti.
Oh, my God. Look at this matchup. You ready in the PPG Paints Arena bracket? We could be looking. If Filippone as a two seed gets by Joe Brand as a 15, Bob, guess who he might have to face? I think this is unfair, really, to Pony.
Hillgrove.
Yes.
Yeah. But you said
Hillgrove has a two seed in the second round.
That'll be tough.
What's who's he doing now? What's his first round matchup?
Joe Brand.
Okay. Who's winning? Can you look? Did you vote?
Now, Filippone again could lose on a hate vote, but he also might win on a hate vote. That's sort of the whole thing.
He could win on a hate vote?
Yeah. Rob Rossi lurking as a three seed. Again, the love and hate thing is out there. And then a very intriguing matchup, Molinari against Phil Bork in Old Time Hockey Guys.
How about that one? Hall of Famer, Dave Molinari.
Gets a six seed, which doesn't make any sense to me when Borky's an 11. I think we could be looking at Bill Hillgrove against Borky for a spot in the Final Four, Bob.
That would be a tough one.
Be a hell of a ball game, wouldn't it?
There are a lot of good people here, you know, and just I guess it just depends on who you like over the other.
Bob, how about this? The 5-12 Joe Starkey, Jerry DePaula matchup. The results are in. 300 votes. It's not even close. An absolute slaughtering. Joe Starkey running away with it.
I advance,
with 76%.
Bob. I advance.
So that's already over?
No. There's still a whole day to vote.
I don't give Jerry much of a chance.
What was the breakdown again? What the what?
76%
wow.
for Joe.
I played
wow.
well. Look, yeah, I played well in this
game.
The savvy
old news sound. He gets his opinions out there.
Bob, we could be looking at one hell of a matchup here in the second round. If Jason Mackey gets past, is it Mike Asti?
Yeah.
And Mulsey gets by Batko, which is questionable for Mulsey as a 5 seed. We're looking at a Mulsey-Mackey second-round matchup.
Ooh.
I think you send, who's your number one crew these days for CBS?
Ian Eagle. And
Ian Eagle's heading to that one, baby.
It's where Raftery's going.
Yeah, that's where Raftery's going, Bob. Mackey and Mulsey, who do you want to win?
Well, I mean, I like both guys. You're asking me, who would I wouldn't be surprised if either one. I know Chris has a big following here. And Jason does too. And Jason's done some good reporting. I hate to answer these questions because I like everyone involved.
I know.
Everybody I see that you're describing, I have good relationships with.
I know. I have bad relationships with bunches of these people. Dayon draws Rob King as a 16 seed in the first round.
Wait a minute.
Does Kinger have a chance to spring the first upset ever?
Why is he a 16 seed?
I don't know. How does Rob King come in as a 16?
Yeah.
If I'm Dayon, I'm petitioning the committee here.
How do these seeds get established is what I want to know.
Joey Bag of Donuts picks him himself.
I'll have to ask Mr. Bag of Donuts.
I think Dayon could be in trouble in round one, Bob. And even if he gets by him, he's looking at probably Jenna Harner if she gets by Andrew Stocky, which I think she will.
That's an interesting matchup, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob should be higher. He shouldn't be a 16 seed.
Yeah, I think if there's anybody who should be outraged at the seeding, it's Rob King.
Yeah.
And Jay.
Yeah, both.
Jay has a 16 seed. The two golf partners both come in as 16 seeds. It's an outrage.
Yeah, they should be way up higher than that.
So you can vote. Go to Joey Bag of Donuts on X and your votes. Man, who's winning the, just out of curiosity, Missy Matthews, Gormy the Owl matchup?
Missy Matthews.
I'm in trouble in round two, aren't I?
Yeah, probably.
I'd be eliminated in the round of 32.
I'm looking at last year's bracket. Donnie was a 14 seed. So he's gone from 14 to 11. How about the rise for Donnie?
Man, would I like a piece of Crowley in the Elite Eight, Bob? I really would. I don't know how I get by Missy Matthews in the round of 32. I'm in desperate trouble. Nobody dislikes her, and at least 40% of the people hate me, Bob.
Yeah, but you write good columns. People love your thought process. There's a lot to be made up
no,
there.
No, I'm done. Couldn't Gormy the Owl have given her a better game than that?
You're acting like it's over. There's still another 24 hours to vote.
Limits. Unless it's under 60%, the game's over.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
And I got to deal with, even if I win, I'm probably dealing with Colby Armstrong.
Or
Crowley.
That's tough.
Of anybody in this field, I'm curious how Crowley is received by the populace, aren't you?
He should be well received. Why wouldn't he? He does a morning radio show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.